So Ravasi explained Pshat in the Mishnah, why do we need Ksivu Shema and Hafimu Shema? It follows Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Amman Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to the Psul Mechubar, you need Ksivasava Hasimasa B'talush. We explain that the Chasav means both Ksiva and Hasima. Pashit, that means Midaraisa. The meaning of the Chasav is both Ksiva and Hasima. And so too when it comes to Lishma, therefore you need both Ksiva and Hasima Lishma. I saw a number of Mepharshim ask the question, the Ritva already was shown in the Ramban, maybe in Daf Hei, touches on it, the Pnei Yeshua. Why didn't Rav Ashi give the parrots that we gave before, that it goes with Rebbe Lazar, and no Rebbe Lazar, the Zuyif Mitocha? Why did Rav Ashi feel that he had to give a different parrots? So, if you go to the Gra before the one that we saw yesterday, it's interesting. I think he quotes it from the Yam Shel Shlomo that he says Tosus Nitcha Kuhabe. Explain why does a psul mizuyif mitocha over here? Shelo Lishma. Tosus says Gzeira Atuksiva Shelo Lishma. So maybe that's where Rav Ashi didn't agree with this teretz, because at the end of the day, it's not pashut. In other words, mizuyif mitocha in a case of a carnival puzzle, that's for sure Rav Ashi would agree with, apparently. But in the case of Shelo Lishma, so it's not so simple. After all, Matakoyesh is told to ask. This is what the Gra quotes in Os Zion, the Os right before the one that we saw yesterday. Atosus were nitchaku to explain it, and Rav Ashi differ disagree. What else could we possibly say? Why did Rav Ashi not give the teretz that was given before? So it could be Rav Ashi didn't agree with the whole Kla Mizuyif Mitocho. Maybe not everybody accepts it. We saw yesterday in the Ritva and in the Ramban, in the Ritva more, that could be that Gemara was not was Machadish Mizuyif Mitocho at the end of the Gemara. The Ramban didn't agree with that. The Ritva thought perhaps to learn that way. So maybe Rav Ashi didn't agree with the Kla Mizuyif Mitocho, maybe a Chidush to say like that. And perhaps we could say a third possibility. Look in the Ramban Daf Hei, I think he says like this, something like this, that in a chenami, there's a kav mizuyif mitocho, and it applies by shelo lishma. But we have to explain the pshat in the Mishnah based on this. They would attack it. Fanai nichtam, fanai nechtam. But you have to talk about lishma. Like siv nechasima. Why? Because even the Rav Elazar holds that you don't really need chasim lishma, but because of mizuyif mitocho. So even if I accept that there's a problem with mizuyif mitocho, even if I accept that it applies in the case of chasim shelo lishma, doesn't automatically mean that I have to explain that that's why they were metaken, because of the psul mizuyif mitocho of chasim shelo lishma, they were metaken b'fanei nechta. Maybe that akedei kach, you don't assume that they would be metaken because of this problem mizuyif mitocho that you have to say b'fanei nechta. So maybe that's why Rav Ashi didn't feel this was a good parrot for the Mishnah. These are all different possibilities we could suggest why Rav Ashi didn't say it. I think the Ritva says Rav Ashi had another chidur. She wanted to say another possibility, not that he really disagreed in any way with the previous teretz, but he wanted to point out that it goes to Rabbi Yehuda, that's another way to learn. In any event, so it goes to Rabbi Yehuda. Vektos, Afagav de Bereish Perek Beis Tana Kamad Rabbi Yehuda Matzich B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta. Vektos is Baha Savalet Rabbi Yehuda. So the way the Maram learns Pshat, the Mishnah in Perek Beis also discusses different dinim regarding funny nechtam, and you have a machlokes here. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on a particular point. If you have one says funny nechtam and one says funny nechtam, Rabbi Yehuda is machshir. So it sounds like the Tanakama of Rabbi Yehuda in the second parak, right, accepts the premise. You have to say funny nechtam, funny nechtam. Presumably, the Tanakama in the second parak is the same Tanakama as the first parak. And if the Gemara says that the reason why we have the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta that says Yifanech Menachem is because it goes like Shitas of Yehuda, that you need Ksiva Chasima B'Talush, and therefore you need Ksiva Chasima Lishma, so then the second parak would be the same thing, would be assuming obviously the same thing, and the Gemara says it goes to Shitas of Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is arguing about Fanechta in the second parak. So it sounds like the Tanakhama is not the Shitas of Yehuda on the notion of Fanechta. Yes, so as Tosfos says, simply a simple teretz in the chinami. They're arguing about details, but within the notion that you said for nechtam because you need tzivach sima lishma, which is shitas Rabbi Yehuda in terms of darshaning the pasuk and explaining the meaning of a chasav. That's not in dispute. Yeah, it's hard to know what was really the strong kasha. I mean, chora, just because they're arguing details of the din, but the basic premise could be everyone is in agreement about. It's hard to know exactly why Tosus felt it was even a kasha that he had to speak out. Yeah, but umayis, that's how the Maram learns the Tosus. Acha takes sivaso b'chasimaso b'talush. So Rabbi Yehuda says the klal is that we dashin v'chasa v'nasan, that you can't have any interruption of tzitza in between ksiva and the sina, and this relates to ksiva in the sense of ksiva mamish and the sense of ksiva as chasima, because he dashin v'chasa both on ksiva and chasima, so you need ksivaso v'chasimaso b'talush. Vektos must be in Tomar. V'lamer l'minka v'chasimaso. My nafkamina, by requiring the chasima b'talush, in other words, practically speaking, what's the nafkamina in terms of the din of mechuber to say that there's a halacha of chasima b'talush? Once you tell me chasima b'talush, mimele it's going to always be chasima b'talush. In other words, obviously the point of the Gemara was to bring out in Rabbi Yehuda that clearly the v'chasav goes not just on chasima, also on chasima, nafkamina for lishma. And we see that in the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. But apparently that fatosis was not enough, that Rabbi Yehuda would say something which would have no practical nafkamina in the din itself that he's discussing, only in order to be able to teach us another halacha in terms of lishma, that the chasav needs lishma, both on ksiva and on chasima. So he therefore uses the Lashon ksivasava chasimasa betolosh to let you know that he touches the chasav on chasima as well. That fatosis is insufficient. It would seem Tosus must have assumed that for Rabbi Yehuda to say the Lamaisa, the halacha is you need ksiva v'chasima b'talush as a psul mechuber v'nogei ksiva and a psul mechuber v'nogei chasima. That Tosus might not gemina. It's always going to be okay once you have ksiva b'talush. Maybe it's going to be chasima b'talush. That's what Tosus asks. V'yesh loma d'meshkachas la shekosvo al ilan talush. Tosus gives a case where you could have a psul mechuber in terms of chasima, but not in terms of ksiva. You wrote it, talush. It was already detached. After you wrote to get on the detached tree, then you planted it. Tosus adds vehishrish. It sounds like it has to mamish take root. Now it's called mechuber, and then you signed it afterwards. And then what do? Then you detached it and you gave it to him. So in terms of this case, the problem of mechuber would be mitzad what? Mitzad the chasima being the mechuber. The ksiva was betalos. So that would not have a problem. That would not have a problem of a mechuber because it was betalos. But since it was mechuber in between, and by the time chasima came around, it was mechuber, and then you had to be tolish it, that would therefore create a problem. So there's a little bit of a chiddush here that we should spell out. The Rashba on Daf Chaf Aleph already touches on it. First of all, okay, just the case of hishrish, it's interesting. I mean, ad kidei kach, you know, what's the case? Talosh u'besof chibro is a shayla in many areas in halacha. Talosh u'besof chibro, has it been a mechuber or not? Something was not originally attached. But then I should say when we started this, the story here, we have to determine whether it's talush or mechuber. It was talush, and then you created a chibur. Is that considered mechuber or not? Nagia a lot of halachos, hechshes royim, vayitamay malzera. So it's only mekabel tuma. Mine falls on it when it's betalush. So other halachos. So. What about the din of mechuber by get? Tolush of besof chibro. So here you see that tolush, once it was tolush, it can still become mechuber after that. Tolush of besof chibro, you could say, is not considered mechuber because once it was tolush, it no longer can become mechuber even if I attach it to the ground. Get, other halachas where this is negeah. But obviously, in terms of get, that's not the case. From the Lashon HaRashba, it sounds like stam. It's not because of the hishrish. In other words, the fact that it's now mechuber. That's already an issue. Even though it was started off as talus, and or it was talus already, if it was talus already, it can still become a chuber by becoming attached. So that's the first thing you notice in Tosis. And what's the reason why this did not necessarily be the same as every other halacha? Let's say other halachas, I hear such a thing as talus. Because once it was already off the ground, it can't become a chuber. So why is it different here? Because what's the yesod of the psul mechuber? Mechusa ksitsa. So lemaisa, the fact is, you have to do ksitsa now. The fact, it's not just a question of labeling it. So it's not a question, is it mechuber in terms of a status? Maybe in terms of halachas that have to do with status, the chuber versus talush, such a scenario would not be viewed as mechuber because it was already talush. But in terms of the notion of mechuber for the psul aget, it's the idea that's mechusa ksitsa. So the fact is, once you attach it again, the grutos says also, certainly now it's going to be called mechusa ksitsa. So l'chore, that would be the reason why, you know, this isn't measured by the klal in general of talush ul b'sof chibro. That's one point that the Rashba brings up. Yes? This is the second point that the Rashba brings up. Good. So this is also very, very important that you see in this Tosis. Very interesting thing. Tosis says that if you have a case where what? It was Ksiva the Tosis. And then it became a Chubber. And then you signed it and then you cut it. So that is a problem of mechusa ktitza in terms of what? In terms of v'chasav, which means what? Which means v'chasa. Now, if there was an interruption between, it's mechusa ktitza in terms of what? Chsima. Because b'shas chsima, it was mechubah. But it's clear from Tosis, in terms of the, were I to touch v'chasav as just ksiva mamish, then the scenario right here would not be a problem. Right? In other words, if b'shas ksiva, it was talus. And then I was mechaber to the ground. And then I cut it. And then I gave it to her. Let's imagine I did chasima too. Right. I did ksiva the talus, ksima the talus, then I attached it, then I cut it, then I gave it to her. Would that be a problem? It's clear from Tosis that would not be a problem. If it was betalush b'shas ksiva, so it's fine. In this case, ksiva would be ksiva mamish, and in the case where it remained talush even until after chasima, then certainly Tosis would have no problem here. Wait a second. What's the yisod of the psul mechuber? It's mechusa ksitsa. Mechasa v'nasa. How do we learn out that if it's mechusa ksitsa, it's pasul? So l'chora, the fact that there was bottom line a require, you had to actually cut it in between the mechasa v'nasa, shouldn't that disqualify? But if that were true, then what did Tosis answer? This is what you're asking, Vincent, correct? In other words, Tosis says, my nafkamina v'chasimasa v'talush, that is a halach of mechusa ksitsa in terms of the chasam, says Tosis, and b'shas ksiva was talush. But then b'shas chasima was mechuber. Now the problem is that it's mechusa ksitsa ben chasima v'nasina. Yeah, but by the same token, in a case like this, it's mechusa ksitsa ben ksiva l'nesina. So again, it should come out that it should be possible based on the v'chasav. Tosis is mashma not that way. That it's mitzad v'chasav, it's fine. So this is what the Rashba points out there, that apparently the din of mechusa ksitsa is not in general. If there was a ksitsa in between v'chasav and menasav, whatever v'chasav means, then it's a problematic get. It's halacha in the ksiva. At the time of the ksiva, it has to be in a matzav that it's not, wouldn't require ksitsa that would have to interrupt between ksiva and nesina. As long as kifima shenira achshav, at the time of the ksiva, it's not in a situation that would require ksitsa to interrupt between this maisa and the nesina, then it's kasha. So long as the matzav of the chasav was that it's not mechusa ksitsa as we see now, because it was talus, then the ksiva was behechsha. And now the question is, what about the chasa? What about chasima? So if I teach chasima as the chasav as chasima, so that's where there'd be nafkamina, says Tosis for Rabbi Yehuda. That it, b'shas ksiva, it was not mechusa ksitsa, because then it was talus. So even if later on I would make it mechuber and be kotzitzit, that would not create a problem, as long as the shasak siva was toch. But in terms of the chasam as v'chasam, now I have the point of the chasima being in a matzav of a chusak tzitz. That's what the Rashba brings out, what you see from Tosis. It's not a davar muskim, however. If you look in the tour, Kuf Chav Dalet, he brings from the Ramah that a case like this, case for example, where again, you did ksiva, you did chasima, but between that and the nesina, you created a situation of kibur and then you detached it, that would be a problem. That's what the Torah brings, and Chorotos, they have a problem now. According to that, you have Tosis Kasha back again. But Tosis apparently holds it differently now. So the Rashba brings down that Lemaisa, it's a function of the Shasak Siva. All this also, I think, is pointed out by the Chassam Sofer. If you look at the Chassam Sofer in the Chidushim here, he brings out all these points as well. Points to Machokis, the Torah, B'Shem HaRamah on the one hand, the Rashba on the other hand, and I believe that they ask this on Bechina sometimes. And you take a bechina, I don't know, I remember hearing this years ago, take a bechina for a chveis to get into yeshiva, so you learn gittin, so they'll ask the question. Let's say you learned about Tzum Mechuber, okay, let's say you have a case where you wrote it betalush, then you mechaber it, and you detached it, and then you gave it. Does that constitute a problem of Tzum Mechuber Mechusat Tzitza? Again, that's this nekuda. The shas, the ksiva, it wasn't defined as mechutzak tzitzah. But in terms of the tahalich itself, the process of the get, there was indeed an interruption between siva and the sina. That will chor be a machoke, see between the Ramah quoted by the Tur and the Rashba, and this Tosus comes out on the side of the Rashba.
Could anyone say that there's a difference between preparing the get for the actual gerushin and not, for example, Tzitzo, you're cutting it so that you could then be able to write on it, so then you could then be able to sign or write on it, or sign it in this case that is written, and then you cut it, and then you give it. So that those are the three ways that you're preparing to give the get. But when you're replanting it, that was an action, obviously not it has nothing to do with giving the get. So the act isn't really interrupting.
Yeah, but the fact remains. Yes, that you're saying Pshat and Tosis and the Rashba. Why it doesn't matter that there was a fact,
right,
if there was an interruption.
Yeah.
Mitzadi, but if you assume that there has to be a flow, a natural flow, in the process of the get,
well,
there shouldn't be
if it's outside of the process, and it's no longer an interruption of the process. So that's
right. Yeah.
Still
yeah. I hear. Look, you have two sides here. In a chanami, you can begin to start thinking further. What some of the nekudas that could lie in this machok? It's interesting. Yeah, to the extent that the process has begun, so you say it's this part. It doesn't interrupt the process. If that's what the halacha is, that the prosecution has really begun from the shasak siva. That's maybe why Lishma is required, if you could argue such a svara. Tali says such a svara, that the process of Gerushin is already, the Rav, I think, used to like to say like this, Ksiva Lishma is because the process of Gerushin has already begun with the Ksiva. Yeah, so then Lechorot should come out that there is a problem in terms of the process of Ksiva, even though at the time of the Ksiva, it was fine. Unless you say something like you're saying, it's key, I ignore that. I don't know, that's a little chiddush to say like that. Otherwise, you could say it's just a measure of the halach and neksiva. Halach and neksiva is, it shouldn't be mechus seksitza. Yeah. The kaimel on halacha kavalaza begit. Someone have hands up? Okay. This is already a very important tosis already. I mean, this whole sugya is very critical, very central. But this tosis has a very important nekudos that really bring the sugya to a crescendo. This whole sugya, Rabbalaza, Rav Meir. So what does Gemara say? That why did we prefer to work like Rav Elazar? If we have a simple answer of Rashi, why did we try to work Rav Meir and Rav Elazar into the Mishnah, and we tried, you know, v'chitema, maybe the Rabbanan, and Rav Rashi had a simple answer to the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Rav Meir, we thought because that Mishnah are Meir. And why did we want to make the Mishnah look Rav Elazar? Madmir Rav Elazar, the Kaimelon, we hold Hilchos Kavase Begidin. Now, the Lashon HaGemara, Hilchos HaKavasei Begitin, sounds like, we're not talking obviously in general, we're talking about the inyan of Eidim Mesira Karati. That the Lacha is like Rav Elazar, as Rashi says, right? Hilchos HaKavasei Begitin, Bacham Nilsa, on this issue, the below Eidim Chasumim Kasher, right? So we say that the fact that Eidim Mesir Karti, we assume that this is in fact the case, that V'chasav means Ksiva. And Hilchasav Kirav Elazar Begitin. But the Lashon HaGemara is interesting because the fact is Rav Elazar, who says Eidim Mesir Karti, the Gemara establishes in Pei Vav, that he said it all the time. He said it even by Shashtars. The way the Gemara knew that was the lesson of the Mishnah of Gove Menachasim Mishubadim. We had this in the earlier Tosis. So the Gemara used that as a rally that Rav Elazar was speaking the Shashtars too. So the question therefore for Tosis, and the first point of Tosis is, if we hold it Rav Elazar, the Gittin, does that also mean that we don't hold Rav Elazar the Shashtars? Or does Gemara simply pick Gittin because that's our discussion here, that's our context? But the halacha, that which we accept of Elazar's shita, Eidim Mesir Karti, holds to Shashtars as well. This is a machlokas on the Rayim later. But the shaila is, how should the Gemara says the Kaimelin? If the Gemara says the Kaimelin, then obviously that has to be taken seriously. It's like the Gemara is being machriya here. If the Gemara is saying begin, the Gemara seems to be saying that only by Gittin we hold the Rav Elazar. In other words, we accept the Shitas of Amoraim later on, that we don't agree with Rav Elazar B'Shashtas. Now, why would there be a difference? Why, let's speak out of it and pave up, why would there be a reason that we would not accept Rav Elazar B'Shashtas? There are Amoraim like that. Why? So Rashi says, because B'Shashtas we have a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, V'chasu B'Sefer V'chasu, V'hoi Eidim. So the Torah emphasizes, the Pesukim emphasize Eidi Chasima. So therefore, we would perhaps say that you need Eidi Chasima. Why? Because the Pasuk says so. The Ran adds, Ran focuses on something else, the end of the Pasuk. Guman Yamdu Yamim Rabin. The point of Shashtaris is that it should last. It should be around for a long time, for the long haul. And the Torah, and therefore what the Torah would want you to have Eidi Chasima, because that would ensure that you always have the shtar available to know that what it's saying is true. With Eidi Mesira, they're not going to live forever. So therefore, Eidi Mesira perhaps are not good enough by Shashtaros. These are the svaros why Shashtaros perhaps Eidi Chasima Karti and not Eidi Mesira. But then again, there are those Amoraim who say that we accept Rav Elazar B'Shashtaros as well. He said it B'Shashtaros, that we established. The question is, do we hold like Rav Elazar B'Shashtaros? And now we have the Lashon HaGemara here, the Kaimelan, Halachat Rav Elazar Begit, Zaptosis, Mishum de Nairi Hacha Begit, Nakat Git. That's the Gemara picks Git not because we limit the Halacha to Rav Elazar only by Git. It's because we're discussing Git. Av Halacha Kimosu Av B'Shashtaros. Afal Gav, the Kol HaMeroidu, Kaman, Sabik Rav Elazar, Dafka Begitin. Right? There are a whole slew of Amoroyim later that seem to hold the Rav Elazar only by Gittin. But the answer is, Kaimelon Kishmuel Bedini, the Pelgu Kaman Adarav. The Kama Apeshashtos, Shita Shmuel, is that we hold the Rav Elazar Apeshashtos. And the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is interpreted as what Igmar says? Laraya bialma. In other words, v'chasum is v'chasum. It's just laraya. No, it's a good thing to have it as a raya, but not that really you have to have Eidi Chasima. So if we hold like Shmuel Bedini, so Shmuel argues on Rav, so we say v'alach is like Shmuel Bedini, so we accept Shmuel Shita. By Rav, we pass like Rav the Mammon, and we hold b'Iser, and by Shmuel Bedini. So therefore, we accept Shmuel. The Rashash is Ma'orah here that. There you have also Rav Yochanan on Rav's side. And when Rav Yochanan argues in Shmuel, we hold like Rav Yochanan. So the Kali Apsak should not be just simply Shmuel against Rav. Yeah, that's what the Rashash asks. Meanwhile, Tosus just assumes we hold like Shmuel. Good. One Raya. The Ode. The Perek Zeborel Gami Matanta Davichsimia Ra Tre Gisi. The case in Sanhedrin of a Shtar Matana that had Krovim, two brothers-in-law, signed on the Shtar Matana. So if we assume that there's a psul, shayla in the Gemara there, of kurva in a case like that, so then we would say that it would not be a good stamatana in terms of the chasima. But Rav Yosef told the one who's holding the star, the mekabel, zirakni be'edim mesira k'rav Elazar. In other words, you can have edim mesira testify that you got it, and therefore it's yours, despite the fact that there's that there's psulim in the chasima. Nevertheless, Rav Elazar's shita was relied on by Rav Yosef that you can have edim mesira that saw the mesira, and that would be enough to give the makabel matana title of the matana, even though I don't have chasima that's kasher here. So Rav Yosef apparently holds like Rav Elazar b'shar shtaros. On uparachay Abaye, Rabbi comes and asks Rav Yosef, "V'amr Avaba, Modav was mizuyif mitocha shul pasul." So the shock of entire the Gemara revolves around Shitas Rav Elazar b'shar shtaros. Rav Yosef was willing to go with Rav Elazar, and Abaye's question was simply, "But Rav Elazar should agree here when you have a lachsim of psula." But Masrad Rav Yosef ve'Abaye, Davi Basroi, this is the later generation of Amoraim, Sabik Rav Elazar. Yeah, so this is the second raya of Tosfos that we hold like Rav Elazar b'shar shtaros. First we hold like Shmuel, and because Abaye Rav Yosef, Davi Basroi hold that way because Rav Yosef was willing to go to Rav Elazar, and Abaye only was mefalfel that Rav Elazar should agree here. According to Amir, it's a non-issue. You can't use Eidei Mesira by Shashtar. So if you hold like Rav Elazar only begitten, then there's not an issue here. You can't use Eidei Mesira by Shashtar. So again, we hold like Rav Elazar by Shashtar too. Third raya, over Pirkei Nami, later on in our perek, Amar Rav Abba, Hai Shtar Parsa, De Masri Neloi Ba'api Sadi Yisrael, Magvinen Beim Ebnei Chori. So the Gemara says later that if you have a Persian star written in Lashon Parsi, in Daf Yud Aleph, and you have the Eidei Chasima, Rashi says, are not Jewish, and you have Eidei Mesira, so we say there that you can use this Shtar Parsa with Eidei Mesira Yisrael to collect from Bnei Chori. The Gemara wants to know why not Mishubadim. The Gemara says that Lesle Kola. Meanwhile, it says you can collect from Bnei Chori. So Tosis uses that as a raya that you see that we go with Rav Elazar b'shar shtaros. This is, by the way, a star. This is a star raya, right? Star halva. So you see, meanwhile, that the Nekudah here, Rav Elazar and Rav Meir, is Megeh star raya too. Star matana with a star kinyan. This is a star raya. Keep that in mind. But what is Tosis Raya? The fact that it says you can collect from Bnei Chori shows me that it's called a star. Wait a second. You can collect from Bnei Chori if he wrote that I owe money, the Lover writes I owe money. So what do you have there? In any situation like this, you have the Lover admitting that he owes money. So you collect from Bnei Chori. You know why? Not because it's a star, not because it's holding Rav Elazar, but because I have Hodas Baldin. No? Let it be because of Hodas Baldin?
It's a Ksav Yad?
Is it a Ksav Yad?
No,
but the point is, if it says he, the Eidei Mesira just told me that he gave it over to him. If he gave it over to him, and it says I owe money, it says that he said that Reuven borrowed from Shimon money, so isn't that a Hodas Baldin? I mean, he gave it over.
No.
So that's where he can collect from the Bnei Chori, because he got the star from the Lover. The Lover gave him a star that says that I owe you money. I borrowed money. So let it be Hodas Baldin. How does Tosfos know that Rav Elazar, it's because of Elazar, because of the din of Rav Elazar, right?
How do we know that
He was given over. Who gave it over?
So the Lover is telling that it's not
Mizuyah. What would the Lover say?
Mizuyah.
Mizuyah, he gave it over.
Who
gave it over? It says it was given over. Who gave it over? The master in L.A., Ba'api Sadi Yisrael. Who gave it over to who? Ba'api Sadi Yisrael. Who gave it over? Presumably the Lover gave it to the Malva. And it says that Reuven borrows from Shimon. Reuven gives it to Shimon. Ba'api, in front of Eidei Mesira. So good, the Eidei Chasima are not, but don't count here. But you collect from Bnei Chori. Reuven himself gave over the star, so that's why you can collect. Yeah?
My understanding from Tosfos later on that either need Edi Masira or Hodat Baldin. They serve as the same function. So if you have Edi Masira, Hodat Baldin.
Yes, I'm saying. No. So the last part tells us is a whole world unto itself.
Saying, I don't think you could say Hodat Baldin.
You have to know. Look.
If there's Edi Masira, you no longer have Hodat Baldin.
Yeah, but I understand. But see, the discussion at the end of Tosis, I'm glad you already read the whole Tosis, that's in terms of making the star. With the Edi Chasima, since Hodat Baldin works. Whatever that Siruf, that combination means, which is a real riddle at the end of Tosis, right, if you saw it. That Tosis is saying that Edi Chasima wouldn't ordinarily work, but by Mammon perhaps they will work, because Hodat Baldin works somehow or other, that's why Rav Elazar would agree, you could have Edi Chasima, but Malcolm.
Yes.
No, I'm asking a different question. I'm saying the following. It's not a star. Tosis is trying to prove that we accept Rav Elazar, that the Edim Asira can make a star into a star, even by Shar Shtaris. And we don't say that Shar Shtaris required a Chasima because of the Xeris HaKasuv and Yemiyahu, that I need the Hayd Edim. B'chasuv is b'chasuv. So Tosis is assuming here that it becomes a star. Who says it's a star? He can collect from B'nei Chari. It doesn't say, you can't collect from Mishubadim. So it could be because the whole Gemara sounds like the Gemara wanted to know why not Mishubadim too, and Gemara gives a teretz. So the whole context of the Gemara is that it's obviously a star, and the star is how far does it go? But the din itself in B'nai Chari, that's a Torah, that should be true regardless. No? Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
So it could be. And just maybe we have one more point. You said it, but you didn't quite say it. You said Mizuyah. It can't be Mizuyah. He said he gave it over. Well, that's right.
Yeah, but you can say Star Chaviyat.
No, that's the point. That's exactly the point. That's it. Huh? Gufa. In other words, Tosis learns in that Gemara that you couldn't make chori means you have a right to collect, you can't tie anything against the star. In other words, you collect make chori, you can't tie the paraiti. Why not? If it's a does bodin, that's the only reason you collect, because like, so I can always say, I didn't, I paid. You have the star, it's not a star.
Remember, Rebbe, a couple of shiur ago, we had a whole shiur about how does bodin creates a star. Now, maybe this Gemara is on the side that how does bodin actually creates a star.
No. That was Xaviado. That was because I'm not talking, it's not Xaviado. That was because...
That was if Xaviado works, the Torah...
Right! Correct.
But you need a Xaviado element.
Right, but I'm right. But here we're not Xaviado. It just says, Reuven doesn't have a signature, doesn't have his writing. It's a case of a person, a lover, who gave over to Shimon a document that says... That it was in Persian, right? And it says in Persian that he borrowed money, but he gave it to the Malva, and there ain't a Masira that saw it. And it says you collect from B'nai Chari. So I'm simply saying, look, he gave it over to him. Obviously, he's obviously conceding here that he borrowed money. So that alone should allow him to collect. The answer is, if it's just that, then it wouldn't have a din star. Then first of all, he could find a paraiti. Then the Gemara couldn't ask the kashi she left Mishubad, and there's no havamina. Mishubadim. So, therefore, Tosis understood that this Gemara is about the fact that it becomes a star. Wait a second, Edi Chasima apostle. So, how could it be a star with Edi Masira? The answer is the Gemara holds that Rav Elazar is correct. B'shar Shtaris.
Yeah,
that Tosis is right. But the Mashah is more an interesting question. The Mashah here raises the fact that Tosis made reference to this Gemara earlier on Gilmam Beis. Tosis' discussion there was a separate discussion, not the question of Avlazi B'Shav Shtaris, but whether you can collect from Mishubadim with Edi Masira alone. That was the discussion there. So Rabbeinu Chananel thought that this is Machokas HaSugis, whether you can collect from Mishubadim with Edi Masira. Because Rabbeinu Chananel saw the Gemara, right, there's a Gemara in Hamagarish, and the Gemara in Gepashut, and so the Rabbeinu Chananel says we should paskin like the sugya that you cannot collect from Mishubadim with Edi Masira, right? Shani Hasan the Ika Ksuba, in other words, the Girsa of the Gemara that he had in the Gemara Bava Basra. He wanted to learn that's the Psak Halacha, that you can't collect from Mishubadim with Edi Masira. But Tosis had a kasha at the end from the sugi here. The Gemara had a kasha on this Gemara, in this case, Masisat, that you gave over the star pasa Babi Sadi Yisrael, that he hachim Mishabdinami Ligvi. So how could the Gemara ask such a kasha to collect Mishubadim? It's only Edi Masira. How could Rabbeinu Chananel say that the Gemara, that we should follow the sugi in Baba Basra against the sugi in Hamagaris. That Rav Elazar would not allow you to collect Meshubadim with just Eidim Mesira, because they're not Motzi Kol. So how can they more have a kash over here that with the Eidim Mesira, which collect Meshubadim, aren't Motzi Kol? And we pointed out, and I, the Gemara gives a teretz Lesed Kola, but the Gemara means Lesed Kola because why? Not because there's no Eidei Chasima, but because Tosus, because it's Lashon Parsi, right? Because it's Lashon Parsi. So that was Tosus Kash and Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosus says it's not a Kash. Tosus says at the end of the Tosus before, because the Gemara's Kash is based on the following premise, that we know that there's a takana that the Chachamim wa Machshir are kos. Chasimas Akum, if they're professional signatures, it's processed in the Beis Din, because we assume there that they're authentic, because they have a professionalism to them, and Lomari Nafshayu, they wouldn't compromise their reputation, and therefore there was a takana to accept Shtaras Ha'olin Bar Kos Shel Akum. That's only if they're considered a kos, professional. If they're Hedyotos, they would normally not go into the takana. But the Gemara thinks the following. If I have a case of Chasimos of Akum that are Hedyotos, these are not professional signers, these are not professional documents, but I have Eidim Mesira Yisrael, who witnessed the Mesiras Hashtar, that have Chasimas Akum Hedyotos on it. So given the context that the Eidim Mesira Yisrael see what's happening, and they see that it's legitimate, it's a legitimate transaction, so perhaps that would raise the stature and the status of the Chasimos Hedyotos to now classify them as if they would be our kos. Because the context being the Eidim Mesira Yisrael gives us more reason to see that this is obviously the real thing happening here. They're obviously saying the truth. And therefore this should be viewed as if it were Chasimas our kos. And based on that, it would be therefore allowed to collect Mishubadim because of the fact that you have Chasimos. Because it's considered like you have Chasimos that are kosher. That was what Tosus said to Rav Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha for the Rach. More answers, less they call it because it was in Persian. So the Mashaz Ma'orer, that L'chol, according to that, Tosus would have no raya here. Because what is Tosus trying to prove over here? That Rav Elazar's accepted the halacha b'shar shtaros, that we hold Eidim Mesira character. Yeah, but if we assume that we view the Eidei Chasima here as our kos, based on the fact that there are Eidim Mesira, then it's not an issue of Eidim Mesira of Rav Elazar. It becomes an Eidei Chasima situation. That's basically the Masha's question. The Masha doesn't ask us a question. He almost says, yeah, this Tosus does not go with that Tosus, but it's odd. Yeah, it's a bit odd to say like that. The Masha simply points it out. So it's a strong Ha'ara on Tosus. Maybe you could perhaps say the following, that Tosfos there is going after Tosfos over here. The Svara Tosfos says that given the Eidim Mesira that were there, that so the Mesira, we therefore can treat the Hedyotos Karkos, that Svara can only be a true Svara, and Tosfos can only hear such a Svara if we first assume that Eidim Mesira Karati according to Rav Elazar, Eidim Mesira make the Shtar into a Shtar. Why? Because the Chora, if you don't say Eidim Mesira Karati B'Shar Shtaris, then Eidim Mesira have nothing to do with the Shtar. The Shtar, they happen to be there, but they don't make the Shtar into a Shtar. So this that I know that these Eidei Chasima must be legitimate, even though they're Hedyotos, they don't have the credentials that we normally expect in order to be Machshir such Chasimos. The Hedyotos, they don't have the credentials of Akos. But I have here Eidim Mesira that recognize that obviously this is for real. But if the Eidim Mesira were not the type of Eidim that create a star, so it would be you have a side bira from the Minatzad, an external corroboration. You know that you know these signatures. You know, they know what they're talking about because they were Jews who saw what happened. But they're not really part of the star at all. They're just simply, you know. I have some external corroboration. Maybe that type of external corroboration that's not coming from the star, because Eidim Mesira are not part of the star, if you hold like Rav Elazar only by Gittin, not by Shastar, then they're not part of the Shtar. They happen to be here. So then the Svara that we should now treat the Edi Chasima as real Eden, because it's like the Rakos, because I know from the fact that there happened to be two Jews standing there, maybe that would not be enough to give them the status, the stamp of our coast. In order to stamp them as our coast, the Svara Tosus says before, you have to first assume that Ede Mesira Karti Bashar Stars. So therefore, when I look at this star, I have a star in the totality of it through the Ede Mesira. So I have here in the star reason to trust the Ede Chasima Hebiotis. What do you mean in the star? Because the star is defined as the star with everything that it entails and everything that makes it into a star. The Ede Mesira make this into a star, according to Rav Elazar, and if we accept Rav Elazar B'Shar Shtaros, that means that when I see this star, I see the star with everything that makes it a star, including Ede Mesira. And now I look at the Chasima and I say, this star tells me that these Chasimas should be treated seriously like professionals. Because the star told me that. The star told me that. Because the Eidim Mesira being there, the Torah's Eidim Mesira that make the star into a star, are what give the credibility to the Chasimas of the Hebiotas. But were I not to say that Rav Elazar is correct with Shar Shtaros, and by Shar Shtaros, Eidim Mesira don't do anything to make it to a star, then it's simply like, I brought in some external proof that we should maybe treat these Chasimas as more serious. Maybe Tosus holds that would be insufficient to upgrade these Chasimas to our coast. There has to be something that comes from the star, that mitzvah the star. I look at the star means in a broader definition what a star means, the star in its totality, and I look at these Chasimas and I say, you know what, I know they don't have the professional credentials, but I'm going to certify them anyway. Because I have the star here that tells me that they know what they're talking about. So in other words, only by saying that Rav Elazar is correct with Shar Shtaros can I even allow for the Svara Tosus get before. Because the Raya of the Edim Mesira, that they're telling the truth, these Edim that signed, that they should be viewed as our coast, has to be something that comes from the star itself. Edim Mesira Karati means a part of the star. But if not the Edim Mesira Karati, the Svara cannot stand on its own. What he said before in the Rach. Yeah, it's a bit of a daher. I don't know if it's Temes or not. I didn't see it anywhere. But it's a pasuk, maybe a mahalach, to say for the Mashal why the two Tosin are not actually at odds with one another. Tosin still needs what he says here in order to assume what he says over there as an answer for the Rach. Yeah, Zevi.
But maybe I'm not remembering correctly, but the Rabbi Chananel over there is coming, Tosos over there is coming to defend Rabbi Chananel's shot. According to the Gemara, saying that there's machlokas in Sigyoz, and Rabbi Chananel is going on the Gemara Bava Basra, yeah. Saying, and yeah. Bava Basra is saying it's daft by Gad, not by Shar Sharov. So how do you need?
Because here's what you're missing: the issue in Rabbi Chananel about machlokas of Sugyas is not about whether we hold Rav Elazar b'Shar Shtaros. The issue in Tosfos before Rabbi Chananel is about whether the din that you go from Meshubadim would even be by Shar Shtaros. That Rav Elazar accepts Edim Mesira B'Shar Shtaros and we hold like him, that's not a machlokas of sugyas. The issue is, can I collect from Meshubad? That was Rabbeinu Chananel, and that's what Tosus was relating to and Daf Yudal.
Right.
So it's clear.
Right.
So that's the point. But again, the question of Tosus Svara to answer for the Rach, would that have to be, piggybacking on what Tosus says here? That's what we're trying to tie in. Maybe yes. Maybe because the raya that the Edim Mesira are bringing us, that the Edi Chasima should be now certified, even without the formal certification, is only a good svara if I can say that this reason to trust them comes to us from the star itself. And Edim Mesira Karati means that they're part of the star. But if it's something just external, then Tosus would not have suggested such a svara at all. Yeah.
Then wouldn't Rabbi have to say that svara the other way also, that within Tosos we had said that it's only Edi Mesira Karati and not Edi Chasima, even though Edi Chasima stand as a raya that there was a Mesira done Kibbeh. So to the extent that the Chasima
we'll get the next part of Tosos, we'll get there.
But in other words, to the extent that Chasima can speak to prove that there was a Mesira, so then that should mean that Chasima is
but again, but how do I if I see a Yotus in a star, how do I know the Remes? The answer is Tosfos Svara is, I see that they're MS, that it should be viewed as our kos, because of the Mesira, Eidim Mesira Yisrael. But if they're not functioning as Eidim Mesira to make the star, then it's like I brought in some external raya that they should be viewed. That doesn't count.
So now, in the case where you use Eidim Chasima to assume that there was a Mesira Kedin,
That's the other way.
But they're also, so that the fact that...
What you're asking is, what exactly is that all about? You're asking a good question. Everyone, say over the question, and I can hear what you say. I want you to hear it, because we're going to address this question in a different way. It's not per se kasha on what we're saying now, but you want to know what's the Havana of Tosfos that... Okay, you could say it the way you're saying it. Ask the kasha. Yeah. Say it to everybody. Everyone hears a friend's question. Yeah, right? Perfect. Right? Yeah.
I'm saying that to the extent that we're assuming that when the Mesira helps establish the Chasimos, it means that the Mesira is part of...
Yeah.
Is Mesira Karti, that's part of the actual Shar.
Good.
So to that extent, also when we say that Chasima provides a Raya that Mesira happened for a Belazer, even though Chasima is not Karti, so then how does that...
Yeah. In other words, what exactly is going on? Tosfos is going to say in a few minutes that Eidei Chasima for a Belazer serve a Raya. So tell me there was a Mesira. But what are they? What kind of... Is it basically an external Raya? Or does it suggest that Eidei Chasima from Belazer are more than just an external raya, but they actually serve to create some measure of credibility to the star, but not enough that it should create karati. And I think you're very onto something here. This is what's going to be very important. This issue is going to come to play in understanding what exactly is in the Kudas Machokes between the Ramban, for example, and the others in the Rif and Tosus, whether we concept such a svara that you can have the Eidei Chasima working not to create krisus, as Tosfos will hold, but nevertheless to create a riot. The Rif cannot tolerate such a split, and you're timing, because after all, if they're nothing, then how could it be serving as a riot too? So maybe the riot is stam a riot. And here we're saying we can't use stam a riot. Okay, look, if that alone, I'm going to forfeit my svar. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying in Chinam. But if we can say something more, then maybe the svar can still remain. Yeah, but we'll see further. Let's see. This is all one point Tosfos is discussing. Okay. So until now, what has been the focus and the subject of Tosfos' discussion? Is Rav Elazar taken lahalacha b'shashta? So Tosfos has brought for us three rayas: halacha kishmul v'dini, the sugya in Sanhedrin Abaye and Rav Yosef, and the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Bashtar Pasa, all of which show that halacha k'Rav Elazar even b'shashta. That is one, and the Gemara's lashon of begin should be taken as lav dafka. That is one subject, one topic that has now been exhausted. Right. Now Tosfos seemingly is going on to a second nekuda. Right? What does Tosfos say further? But he introduces it with a key word, and the word is lefichach. Right? Well, lefichach, says Tosfos, and therefore sarach lizaher Sheyihu Eidei Mesira B'Shas Nesina Saget. Therefore, we must be very careful that Eidei Mesira must be present at the time of giving over a get, De'inu Karsi, because they are the ones that make the Gerishim, the Eidei Mesira for Rav Elazar. De'i Leka Sham Eidei Mesira, because if you don't have Eidei Mesira, Eina Migureshes. So what Tosfos is now coming to do is establish a second point, that within Shitas Rav Elazar, that Eidei Mesira Karti, what that means is that you must have Eidei Mesira. It's not simply that Eidei Mesira would be enough and sufficient without Eidei Chasima, right? That is certainly part of Rav Elazar's Shita, and that Rav Meir would not accept. That Rav Meir holds Eidei Mesira cannot create the chalos of the star, only Eidei Chasima can, and Rav Elazar Eidei Mesira karati. But there's another part to this. There's a second nekuda that Rav Meir and Rav Elazar are arguing about, and that is that according to Rav Elazar, Eidei Mesira are the only ones that can create the chalos gerishim. Eidei Chasima would not do so. What are Eidei Chasima? What's their role? They can make a riot. We'll see in a minute. So this point that Tosus is establishing, therefore, is that Rav Elazar, Rav Meir would be therefore disagreeing not on one count, but on two counts, right? In other words, Rav Meir would say the Mesira cannot carry the load of the star, they cannot create a star. You need Edi Chasima. And Rav Elazar would say Edi Mesira can make a star. But there's a second Nakud that Tosus says. Rav Meir says Edi Chasima karati, Edi Chasima can do it, create creases, and Rav Elazar would say no, Dafka Edi Mesira karati. Two separate points that relate to the Machlokes. Again, this point of the Tosus is Lafuke the Shitas Harif that we spoke at yesterday. But this is what we're going to deal with now in the Rif, in terms of the Inyan itself, that, and the Rif, and the Ramban, and all those Rishonim who follow this Shita, that Rav Elazar's Edom Esira Karati means, in effect, also Edom Esira Karati. In other words, you can have Edi Chasima for Rav Elazar, and have Gerishin, and have a Chalos Star with Edi Chasima without Edom Esira. But Rav Elazar's chiddush is you can also have Edi Mesira with absent Edi Chasim. How that works in Rav Elazar, that we'll have to get into, obviously, all different ways to understand it. Pashit, as we saw yesterday, it sounds like there's two tracks. There's a track of Edi Chasim Rav Elazar does not argue on, but he wants to tell you there's another track called Edi Mesira. That's what the Rif holds. Tosus is saying here not that way. Tosus is saying that lefichach says Tosus, that we have to be careful to have Edei Mesira, because Rav Elazar holds Edei Mesira dafka karati and Edei Chasima cannot create creases. Tosus is going to bring a ray in a minute from the sugya in Daf Pei Vav. But the most obvious question that should strike everybody reading this Tosus is, what's this flow of Tosus? What's the flow here, lefichach? B'chor, this is a separate point. This should be relating to the Dibra HaMaschil, in other words. We hold that Rav Elazar Begitin, so one point that relates to Dibra HaMaschil is Begitin, what about Shashtaris? So that's the point Tosus just addressed, that we hold that Rav Elazar Shashtaris too. Fine. Point number two, we hold that Rav Elazar Begitin, right? That's a given. So therefore, if we hold the Rav Elazar, we pass Rav Elazar, you have to have Edom Mesira, because Tosus holds that according to Rav Elazar, Edom Mesira Dafka. We saw yesterday Rashi holds that way. Chabez on the base, Hamachdal and Aleph. You must have Edom Mesira, not Edi Chasim according to Rav Elazar. So that's another point, separate and distinct from the first point. But the way Tosus phrases it, it would appear that there's a Hemshah. After first working out for us that we accept Rav Elazar, B'Shashtaris, now Tosus says, therefore, lefichach, sarach zayir, that you have to have Edi Mesira and Edi Chasima cannot create theirs. Why is that connected to before? Chor, it's a separate thing. Says the Pnei Yeshua, and says the Torah's Gittin. Tremendous chidush, in terms of how it comes out. This issue that we're about to look at, yes, Shmuel. Shmuel, is that both you have a mahalach, yeah?
Isn't the way to see this as just a continuation of the third proof?
How does it connect to the third proof?
The third proof is
a proof that Rav Elazar's halacha applies to, we accept Rav Elazar's Mishash Tar, it's fine.
Right. Because
but now Tosu goes about get. Now he's going into get. He's not the Mishash Tar. Well, Fikach Zach Rizar, Shu Adam Siyah Bishas and Sina Saget. The point of the Lefichach is that by get, Edei Chasima are not going to create Gerishin according to Rav Elazar. Dafka Edei Mesira. So how is that connected to what? No, but now we're talking about again, not Shashtaris. This is a Machokas, the Rif and company, and Tosus and company. In other words, Rav Elazar's sheet of Edei Mesira Karati, does that mean that Edei Chasima cannot affect creases? Do we allow Edi Chasima alone by get, or must we have Edi Mesira? Okay. So what does that do it before? The Yirakash, yeah. It doesn't fit directly connected to the Raya before. The Raya before is talking by Shar Shtaris, but perhaps there is a Sheikhus. What's the Sheikhus? So, yeah, exactly.
If the halacha want to be like a Rav Elazar by Shar Shtaros,
So we would have a havamina that Eidei Mesira does not play a crucial role, the halacha, in creating a shtar.
So if the halacha would be not like Rav Elazar b'shar shtaros, let's go with this. So therefore, that would that mean that by shtar shtaros, we would assume that you must have, you cannot have Eidei Mesira. You must have what? Eidei Chasima.
Or Eidei Mesira don't have the entire.
No. If you don't, let's go. Say, what does it mean? If the Torah, if the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, that by shtar shtaros, Eidei Mesira don't create a shtar. So what is it? What makes the shtar by shtar shtaros? Eidei Chasima. So now, think about it. By shtar shtaros, Eidei Chasima have the koach to create a shtar. And what are you going to tell me in the same breath? By get, will we accept Rav Elazar only Eidei Mesira? Rav Elazar says Eidei Mesira can create a shtar. That's fine. You don't. There's no barrier to Eidei Mesira creating a shtar. But you can say in the same breath that by get, Eidei Mesira dafka and Eidei Chasima can't. If Eidei Chasima have the koach to create a shtar by shtar shtaros, because that's why we don't accept Rav Elazar by shtar shtaros, because we assume that shtar shtaros you require Eidei Chasima, but not just that you require them, but meanwhile you see as well that they work. So if they work by shtar shtaros, why can't you still adopt that model by get as well? I understand Eidei Mesira might also work, but how could you hold that by shtar shtaros Eidei Chasima are needed, and still hold by Eidei, by get the Eidei Mesira dafka and not Eidei Chasima? Wait. That kasha, this kasha that I just said, is what the Ramban asks. And the Ramban quotes it later. I gave it to the Ramban. But could I look at the Ramban also? The Sefer Schus. If I hold like Tosfos, not like the Rif, the Eidei Chasima, that Eidei Chasima will not work by get. In fact, the Ramban, if they're puzzled by get, how could they be kosher by shtar shtaros? If you have the Torah's given, he quotes the Russian Ramban. If you have your Kovetz, you can take a look. So what's the answer? So what's the answer now? So it comes at the following. The Ramban asks on Tosis, how could you, Tosis, hold that according to Rav Elazar, not just Eidei Mesira work, but Eidei Mesira work and Eidei Chasima don't work, fet the Ramban. If Eidei Chasima work by shtar shtaros, because after all we have shitas in the Gemara Amoraim that say Hilchos HaKrav HaLazar only begin, not by shtar shtaros, because by shtar shtaros I need Eidei Chasima. If I need Eidei Chasima, then obviously implicit in that is Eidei Chasima work. If Eidei Chasima work by shtar shtaros, then why can't they work by get? If Eidei Chasima can't work by get, how could they work by shtar shtaros? So that is the biggest raya, Zakt Ramban, the fact that I can have the model of Eidei Chasima making a shtar by shtar shtaros, that clearly that's not precluded as a model, as a possibility by get as well. As they fact the Ramban on Tosis. Zakt Torah's Gittin and Zakt Pnei Yeshua in Achinami. Tosis heard that kasha so well, that Tosis concedes the point. That halacha is not the word, b'shar shtaros, that will certainly be the case. Because saying that by shtar shtaros you need Eidei Chasima and they work, so on that manda amar, we have to hold that by get as well, as Eidei Mesira kat, Eidei Chasima can work as well as Eidei Mesira. Tosis doesn't disagree. But having first established for us, in part one of Tosis, having first established that the din is like Rav Elazar and the shtar shtaros too, that means to say that there is no chiluk. That it's not that by shtar shtaros Eidei Mesira won't work. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu is viewed as an Eitz Tova Kamas Balan, but not that I need Eidei Chasima. Now, if that's the case, Tosis is free to tell us, according to these Amoraim, at least, and this is what we hold like, Rav Elazar's shita is not just that Eidei Mesira work, Rav Elazar's shita means Eidei Mesira and not Eidei Chasima. If it would be possible to say by shtar shtaros Eidei Chasima karti, then certainly you should be able to say by get as well, and all of us would be saying is like the Rif holds af Eidei Mesira, but Eidei Chasima are going to work by get just like by shtar shtaros. If they work by shtar shtaros, they're not going to be disqualified by get, like the Ramban Taka asks. But Tosis says first, we hold that Rav Elazar b'Shashter is too. So there is no chiluk here. It's not that idchasim will work anywhere. If Eichzim don't work anywhere, then in a chinami, they don't work by get, they don't work by shashtar. It's only the Mesira, not a Eichzim. But if I were to hold like those Amorayim, that say Rav Elazar is not accepted by shashtar, then obviously Edi Mesira, Edi Chasim would work by get as well. If you want to see it inside, take a look at it's a small piece in the Torah's Gittin. Yeshua says it also. Look in the Torah's Gittin. If you have it. Basically, that's his reading of the Tosfos. Nirali the Hemshach hu kach. The Laman the Svira the Halacha Kibav Velaza Begitin. The Robus Doros. There are these Amorayim, right? A whole slew of Amorayim. Al Korach Tzarech Lomar the Svira Le Keshita Sarif. Those Amorayim in the last parak, Rav, right? Rav Yochanan, who say that Halacha Kibav Velaza only Begitin. They obviously not going to hold like the Rif. The Af Eidim Mesira Karati, the Sagi Beidachsim Agamkin, Kimosha Kasaf Ramban, if you are Rambek Amagarish, that the Zerusono, the Ode, the In Isa, the Rabbi Lazar, Lo Machshir, Ella Beidim Mesira, and not Eidachsima, Hechi Paskinan Kimosha, the Gitin Velo Bestaros, how could there be such a Shita that we don't accept them by Staros? They came to Eidachsima, Psurim Begitin, they're coming from other angle. If they're possible by Get, if they can't make a get, Hech Nashir Mishtars comes from this direction. If they're puzzle by get, how can they be kasha Mishtars? Bishrama Yamitu Avalaza Nami Mani Dixima, Mishamachyamina de Mishtars, the Kaimela Raya, Inkon Eid Mesira, El Edixima. If Edixima would also work by get, then I can tell me Eid Mesira are not going to work by Shashtars. Avum Edixima Psuim Begitin, Hech Nashir Mishtars, Adkan Mishtona. According to that, ain't Sarach Lizoyer. You don't have to be so careful that only the Mesir can have Eichzim too. Masha Eichin Achash Akasu Atosus Alocha Kirav Elazar Af Bishtaris Part 1 and Cain Efsher the Rav Elazar Edi Chasim Ma'apsulim Begitin Ubishtaris in a Chinami because Atosus Shabbat Sarach Lizoyer Kopan Begitin. As far as in Chassima, that can be good, yeah. At the end, Tosfos discusses what about by Shar Shtaros. Maybe you could say Makom Hadras Baldin. Tosfos brings that at the end. What is a bit strange about this Pshat Rav Elazar? There's something that's maybe a bit odd. This is the reading of the Tosfos according to this. Tosfos concedes that there are Sulu of Amorayim who deny this Yisod. Tosfos is now telling us Eidei Chassima don't work for Rav Elazar. All these Amorayim who hold that you can accept that Rav Elazar is not true b'shashtaris clearly must hold that by Gittin you can have a dechassima too. The puzzle, if Rav Elazar's shita was that the puzzle b'shar, the puzzle dechassim puzzle by Gittin, how can you say that b'shashtaris dechassima were? And Tosfos therefore concedes the point. Now that we know, we have the other manda amma that says hilchasa k'Rav Elazar b'shashtaris. Now Tosfos says Eidei Chasima don't work. Why make such a radical machlokas? I mean, there's a machlokas whether halacha k'Rav Elazar b'shashtaris or not. Fine, but this much I see: the man that Omer says halacha k'Rav Elazar not b'shashtaris clearly saw in Rav Elazar's shita the possibility that Eidei Chasima are karti as well. So now that I go with the other man that Omer that halacha k'Rav Elazar b'shashtaris as well, why do I have to have a 180 degree turn? Why do I have to now assume that Ichsima cannot work? If the other Mandar Amim assume that, like the Rif, and Tosfos would agree there, so why do Tosfos have to now force the issue that now that I told you that Hilchasak Rav Elazar Shashtar is true, now Tosfos has to drive the point home. I want you to know now that the case is that there's no Chiluk, we accept Rav Elazar according to those Amorayim, we accept those Amorayim that hold Rav Elazar is true, but Shashtar is true. Now I want you to know Eidei Chasima do not work. Why make such a machlokas so you don't have to? According to this pshat, this is what's going to come out. Tosfos concedes that the Rif Shita is out there in the Gemara and the Amorayim that accept it. But given the fact that we don't hold like those Amorayim, now Tosfos wants to press his point. Why make a machlokas if we don't have to make a machlokas? L'chora, what you have to say, and I'll take all your questions in a second. For Tosus, the Svara Pshuta was what? What was the default? What was the most basic, visceral understanding, according to Tosus, about Shitas Rav Elazar? The most basic Shita understanding of Rav Elazar is the Eidim Mesira Karati, not just also Eidim Mesira, but that Eidim Mesira and that Eidim Chasima cannot do it. Tosus is convinced that that should be the case. If there are going to be some Shitas that are going to say Rav Elazar is not true B'Shar Shtaris, and therefore Eidim Chasima with B'Shar Shtaris, with the Pasul Baget, they should be possible by Shach Shtaris. Bal Kachach, we have to surrender what we feel is the Svar Pshuta. We have to say, no, Havudullah Losifal, as we say. If they have it, if they hold that way, no. So, Nebuch, we have no choice. We're stuck with the implications of that. There must be that they hold this radical Shita, this fringe idea that Rav Elazar can also accept Eidi Chasima. But once we're not forced into that hole, and we hold Rav Elazar is true, B'Shashtar is true, then we go back to what is so basic, an understanding that Eidi Chasima for Rav Elazar are nothing, only a raya, as Tosis will say. But in terms of affecting the chalos, Eidi Chasima cannot do it. And that for Tosis was the basic understanding. It's just that he had to first go through a certain hoop in order to get there. Namely, that halacha is Elazar B'Shashtar is, now we certainly can assume what seems to be the logical assumption. If we would have said like the other man, the Amar, then we would have had to say something which is not really mainstream, which is what Tosis doesn't want to say. But Nebuch, if they hold that way, they hold that way. That's kind of what you're going to have to say according to the Mahalach here of the Torah's Gittin. The Tosis is so convinced that this is true that it's not like he sees there's a dochik and making a machlokes more than you have to. It's that for Tosis, this is the basic Mahalach. And the other Mahalach is Petosis so wrong, but if you have a Meroyim that have to hold that way, then you'll have to say that, but that's not the Halach. Yeah, that's the Chorah, how it will come out according to this Peshat. Okay, Moshe and Shimon and Ben Sia. Yeah.
Maybe I'm missing something in the Kasha the Ramban, but why is it such like a crazy thing that we would have inconsistencies between the Hilchos of Gittin and the Hilchos of Shtar Shtaros? The whole time we've been saying that there are different Svaras based.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the question.
Two issues. Number one, to say that by Shtar Shtaros, because they have to last for a longer time, therefore you can't just have Eidim Mesira. You can't just use Eidim Mesira. That's fine. The Chiluk makes sense. You're not going against a basic construct. It's simply that there's a reason to want to have Eidi Chasim. But in terms of the Eidi Chasima making the chalos, Eidi Chasima karti, if the svara is by get, the Eidi Chasima cannot do it. They don't have the power. You need Eidi Mesira to make the shtar into the shtar. Eidi Chasima cannot do so, as the Ramban's Lashon suggests. They're puzzled by get. How can they be kasher b'shashtas? That's the point that he's driving home. Now, what is? You're saying maybe we can be machalik. Why? You have to give me a svar here. The puzzle by get. You can't create a get. Why not? Why?
Because the chalos. That's not true. By a shtar, it's all.
No, by a shtar, we're talking about shtaros, shtar kinyan. Same thing. You
we
give the star.
What we said yesterday between the Rashba and Tosos, that Tosos, the problem is that by Shar Shtaros, once you sign, the Eidim will make the star itself. But by get, what makes the star is the Eidim Mesira.
But
so the people that sign the star, that's not star. So
this is itself what we're trying to establish. In other words, all this is after the fact that you tell me Eidim Mesira make the star and not Eidim Chasima. But once you see that Eidim Chasima have the power to make the star into a star without Eidim Mesira, by Shar Shtaros. And if you're telling me that by get they can't, so how come by get they can do it and by shashtaros they can? That's exactly what they're asking. Words, if they can't make a, if they can't, but where does it come from? Words, the point is, Rav Elazar is coming from somewhere. I mean, special din. Where does it say special din? That's Rav Elazar's reading. The chas avu sefer krisus that has to be ksiva and it can't be chasima. But they can't be chasima. That means it must be a lamdus here, that they don't have the power to make. what affects the chalos makes the shtar a shtar. The nesiras a shtar, the nesinas a shtar makes the chalos kinyan, makes the chalos gerishin.
What's the difference? Other shtars, there needs to be that maisa gerishin.
So you need, when you're giving a matana and you're giving over the shtar matana, you're also making a kinyan when you give it over. So why can you have edi chasima and not edi mesira when it comes to that? And by get, you can't, you have to have edi mesira. Why should it be different? Edi chasima cannot make the chalos gerishin. Why can they make the chalos in other cases? Yeah. But you know what? We'll have to see this. Obviously, there's a lot here in terms of what is the machokas, tosis in the Rif. There's a lot here. And we have to see many of the rayas that are brought, against tosis. I didn't give it to you, but I'll mention it now already, I will say. In the back, I gave you the Ran, but on the same page as the Ran, or starting maybe even a page before, the Sefer HaSchus of the Ramban is very important. Again, some paragraphs I'm going to focus on more than others, but it's not that much. But you have to see, the Ramban adds a number of kashas on Tosis Mahalach. It's on the Daf, there in the last paragraph, Sefer HaSchus of the Ramban. So we have to see the various rayas, what the Ramban was thinking, what was Tosa thinking. Shimon.
I'll just not understand the last question, because I thought that Tosa was said in the beginning that Shar Shtar, but Eri Chasima don't work for Shar Shtar.
No. So I'm glad we're clarifying. No. The issue in the first part of Tosa was, Do Edi Mesira work by Shar Shtaris? Do we accept the Yisod of Edi Mesira Kadi by Shar Shtaris, or do we require Edi Chasima? Because of the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu.
We would assume Edi Chasima would work.
If the halacha is not like Rav Elazar b'Shar Shtaris, then that means two things. That means that Edi Mesira don't work, and obviously Edi Chasima do work. The point of the Ramban is, if Edi Chasima can't work by get, how could they work by Shar Shtaris? If they don't have the power to make the get into a get, how can you hold that by Shar Shtaris are going to work? So that's what we're saying in Torah's Gittin, that obviously Tosis would agree that according to those Amorayim that say we don't accept Rav Elazar b'Shar Shtaris, they must have interpreted Rav Elazar differently. They must interpret Rav Elazar that Edi Mesira also work, but Edi Chasima also can work. And that's why those Amorayim are free to say that by Shar Shtaris, Rav Elazar is not correct, and there we have to use Edi Chasima. But certainly, Rav Elazar would also allow for Edi Chasima, right? If not Edi Chasima, he has two options. And therefore, the point being that by Shar Shtaris, we don't accept the option Rav Elazar had of Edi Mesira. We have to go with option number two. And by get, you have two options, and by Shar Shtaris is one option. That is how those Amoraim felt. What Tosis is trying to emphasize is, but according to the other Amorayim, those Amorayim who say that we accept Rav Elazar b'Shar Shtaris as well, so their position in Rav Elazar will be different. Their position in Rav Elazar is that Edi Mesira work and only Edi Mesira.
For Shar Shtaris as well? Okay.
We under the impression before that Edi Mesira would work, but Edi Chasima could also work?
If the halacha is like Rav Elazar begitin and not the Shar Shtaris, that means that those Amorayim must have certainly read Rav Elazar's shita different than Matosis is now telling us. They must have read in Rav Elazar's shita that Edi Mesira also work, but not to the exclusion of Edi Chasima. And that's why they're willing to take Rav Elazar begitin and part ways from him by Shar Shtaris. Because what they saw in Rav Elazar is only an Edi Mesira as an alternative model, but not that it has to be Edi Mesira. And therefore, they say the alternative model of Rav Elazar is not valid by Shar Shtaris, and if by Shar Shtaris you have only one model, and by Gittin you have two models. That is, I'm saying it simplified in a way to understand how it works, af Edi Mesira, that you have two models, two ways to work. It may not be the case for all the Rishonim, but that could be the way to understand the Rif. There's two models at what works. Edi Mesira is one track, Eximah is another track. When it comes to Shar Shtaris, you only have one option, and here you have two. That's going to be according to those Amorim. The Tosis is trying to emphasize is no, but we accept those Shitas in the Gemara. The Rav Elazar is true, Bishar Shtaris too. Their take on Rav Elazar is clearly different, and this is what we have to be interested in. Lefikach Tzarich Lizoher. Their take on Rav Elazar is that Edi Mesira work and only Edi Mesira, and that's what Tosis was talking about by Get. Now, let's see what Tosa says here. What is the robe Edi
Chasima? Yeah. I was a little bit confused about why does everyone ignore Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer said straight out that he said that Edim Chasima are only for Tikkun Olam. So why?
So that's what I want to read that line. Let's finish the Tosa sentence. Yeah.
Sorry, just I wanted to add on maybe to what Moshe said though. I understand that you wanted to say that the difference between Shtaros and Yim. You were saying they're both making it, they're both Shtaros and living in Maisa, but can you just say that there's cousins, it's safer for yourself, it's Benasa. There's no thing in a Chasima there. Therefore you don't have to go through this whole thing saying
Yeah.
Therefore you don't have to say it by yet only Edim Asira works and maybe Chasima don't work, and therefore so
remember the following. Rabbi Lazar himself said it Edim Asira Bashar Shtaros too. It doesn't say V'chasa V'nasa Bashar Shtaros. Rabbi Lazar still says Edim Asira work Bashar Shtaros. We don't accept it Bashar Shtaros. But now the Amorayim that hold that we don't accept Avalaz B'Shar Shtaros. They accept Avalaz Begitin and not B'Shar Shtaros. So how did they understand Avalaz? That's what we want to know. In other words, they hold that B'Shar Shtaros, Edi Chasima are necessary and work. How could they hold like Avalaz Begitin and therefore hold that by get Edi Chasima do not work? How can they live with themselves? If you accept Avalaz Begitin and Avalaz Begitin means that Edi Chasima do not work, then how can you go on a limb and say Bashar Shtaros Edi Chasima work? How could that be? It seems to go against the logic. If Edi Chasima cannot create a get, then how can they create Bashar Shtaros? That's the point that the Rabban is pressing. So what is the role of Edi? So what is Tosis says? What is the role of Edi Chasima? So let's just read again. Lefichach, so that's the Lefichach, right? Lefichach, Tzarech Zoher, Sheyehu Eide Mesira B'Shas Nesinas Aget, the Inhu Karsi, they're the ones that create the Chagos Krisis. The Ilek Hashem Eide Mesira Eina Megureshes, without Eide Mesira she's not Megureshes, Af Al Gav the Ika Eide Chasim V'lo Mahani Eide Chasim Ela Sheim Yamusu Eide Mesira and the only benefit of Edi Chasima is in the event that the Edi Mesira will die or go to a faraway place, that she'll be able to remarry by virtue of Edi Chasima. How does that work? They will be able to establish what? The Raya on the Gerishin. How can they establish the Raya on the Gerishin? How? I mean, after all you can see in Edi Chasima is that the Dasa Mischayev to give a get. But what are we saying now? The get is not going to create a gerishin unless what? Unless it was given in the presence of Edi Mesira. So how can you know that by looking at Edi Chasima? So Tosa says, the mistama behechshir nasa. Because when I see Edi Chasima and then I see the woman with her holding onto the get, so mistama, it was done properly. What do you mean done properly? Meaning, b'fnei Edi Mesira. How do I know that there's such a notion of a raya of Edi Chasima that allows us to assume there was gerushin? Kidamin b'asoleach, lo tzricha, elu rav elazar, da'amah, it says there was a takana tikkun olam, rav elazar, da'amah Edi Mesira karti, tkinu rabban Edi Chasima, dezimnin, demaisi sahadi, inami da'azlim dinas hayam. So what does Tosis bring Kidamim HaSoleach? Is this a raya that Edi Chasima cannot create Karti, or is this only a Gemara to the effect that they work for a raya? I mean, in this Gemara, do you see that Edi Chasima cannot create Gershon? Is that Kidamim going on?
No.
Chol doesn't say anything about that issue. Tosis just means that the raya, that the work for a raya, as you see in the Gemara. It's interesting, the way Tosis phrased it, V'lo mahani Edi Chasima ela she'im yamusu. The Gemara's question is about Tzvicha, the Zin, and the Maisi. L'chora, if the Edi Mesira are here, are lefanenu, and she wants to remarry, can she remarry by just bringing the get with Edi Chasima, or does she have to bring forward the Edi Mesira? They're not dead, they're not far away, they live down the street. So L'chora, is Edi Chasima enough as a raya?
Yeah.
L'chora, but Pashtus, you should say yes, it's a raya. Nistam Be'ach Shenase. The Gemara says Zimnin the Ma'isik Mur just means what's the Tikkun Ha'olam after all? You can always bring Eidim Asira. What's the Tikkun Ha'olam after all? What's the big benefits? You can always have answer is yeah, but they're not always available. So the Gemara just means the Tikkun Ha'olam is in such a scenario. But what's the Russian of Tosis though? Tosis says V'lo Mahani Eidi Chasima Ella She'im Yamusu Eidim Asira O Yechum Din Sayam Shatinas Yedei. The Russian of Tosis is striking. What is it, Masma, from the Russian of Tosis? That the Eidi Chasima only work in such a case. It would chora be Masma somewhat from the Russian of Tosis that in a case that Eidi Masira are readily available, then you cannot simply remarry based on the Raya of the Eidi Chasima. Why not? Because if I have Eidi Masira here, then I should bring the Eidi Masira. Why? I mean, what's wrong? When is it negiah tikkun ha'olam she'im yamusu? That was the Gemara's. The Gemara's need to know why they have to make a takana. They have to make a takana for such a scenario. Otherwise, you don't need to make a takana. She always can bring Eidim Asira, but if she can't always bring Eidim Asira, so we have to be concerned that she won't be able to remarry in some cases. So could be if Eidim Asira here, you could also bring the Eidim Chasima and as a raya. But in the Gemara, I have no problem. But Tosus Russian is striking. Tosus says Loma Hani Ella Sheim Yamusu Oyechu Shatinase. Sounds like the Eidim Chasima are limited to be able to serve as a raya to such cases. Why would it only be limited to such cases? Apparently, if this diuk is correct, if the Eidim Asira are here, then the raya would have to be via the Eidim Asira. Why would you say that? What's wrong with the raya of the Eidim Chasima?
Why don't you go straight to the... If Eidim Chasima are only ma'ayid on Eidim Asira, obviously it's better than
Eidim. So the chora, why not go right to the point? In other words, the raya of Eidim Asira is to show the word in Asira. How foolproof is this raya? This is something that the Rishon begin to question in Tosis. Is it really so clear? Be'ach Shenase, everybody knows. The Ramban challenges the whole svarav of Be'ach Shenase. I mean, really? We can assume this way. It's given by the Masira. Why? Does everybody know? It's not maybe a perfect umdina. You have to know what Tosis is coming from. But to the extent that it might not be a perfect umdina, if I have the Eidim Masira, and after all, that's the best, then I know it's given by the Masira. I mean, here I have to assume, based on Eidim Masira, that's the word Eidim Masira. I have Eidim Masira. Go right to the point. Go. And if I don't bring them, maybe it's worse. It looks as if I'm hiding something. If you look at that Chav Dalet in the Tosfos Rid, the very, very end of the second parak, he says the last couple lines in the Tosfos Rid on the side, the halacha kiravalaza da'amei misir kati v'imahayu eideha bi'ir gon sheniskar shakan. It sounds like the Tosfos Rid saying that if the Edom are around, she'd have to bring the Edom Mesira in order to remarry. If there's such a Tosfos Rid, lo rachok, to suggest that maybe Tosfos holds the same way. That the raya of the Edom Chasima to say Behech Shenase is only in the case when Eidim Asira are not available. Perhaps the Russian Tosis would be mashma that way. And again, why that would be, either because the raya is not such a compelling raya, or the whole raya of Eidim Asira is that there was Masira, so you have to go right to the better raya, that the Eidim Asira themselves. Maybe if you didn't bring them, it would be a strike against you. The Maisa Tosis Svara has to be explained. I mean, what exactly is this raya Behech Shenase? It's interesting, if you look in the Rif uses the din of Eidi Chasima Leraya, that Eidi Chasima Deitikon HaOlam, as his proof that Rav Elazar agrees that Eidi Chasima can also make krisis. Imagine, that is the Rif's, one of the Rif's rayas. Take a peek at the Rif when he brings this question. And he says, the fact that the Gemara says that they were chosim and tikkun ha'olam, if the Baal ma'aron, you mekayim the Edi Chasima, and then the Baal can't be ma'aron anymore, she can remarry, says the Rif, it's Kufnan Dayan in the Dapei Arif here of the Ozva Hadar edition. The Isak Adaitach, the Rosh Sagiran, the Edi Chasima, Ela Ad Ika Edi Mesira, in other words, Shita Satosis. If you tell me that it's not enough for Echasima, my tikkun ha'olam, Mika, what kind of tikkun ha'olam is it? Afagav de mekayim alei legit, the beidi chasima, reichos dilma, ro isyayiv lei be'edi mesir. What good are the edi chasima to bring a raya if they can't create the creases? How do you know that you have the edi mesir to create the creases? That was what the Rif used as one of his proofs that edi chasima also can be coerced according to Revelation. Again, and Tosis holds otherwise. Tosis holds that you need Edi Mesira, Edi Chasima won't work, and yet Edi Chasima had the koach to serve as a raya, if Arduk is correct only in certain cases, if Arduk is not correct in general, but they can how do they serve as a raya? Because they can point this in a direction that we can now assume the Hechshu Nasa, and that alone has to be understood exactly why we say that that's the case. Meanwhile, we'll have to pick up here the next raya of Tosus. Tosus really has one raya to this shita against the Rif, and that is the Gemara here in Peivav. The story about the Kshnei Gittin Shinis Arvu. What exactly is Tosus' raya? We have to know. We have to learn up carefully. What exactly is the Pshat in the Gemara itself? You have to take a look at the Gemara. What exactly is the Gemara saying? What's this problem of that you don't know which get is being Megarish? Who? What is the answer that the Rishonim give? Take a look in the Sefer Aschus of the Ramban. Take a look, if you can, in the Chiddush of the Ramban on that Gemara to answer the Raya that Tosis brings from Peivav, from Peidalit, or Peivav, this story. And then what did Tosis hold? What is this Machlokis revolving around? That is one issue. And then, of course, the question, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that you always need Edei Mesira because of that. So what does that say about the Machlokas, the Rif? It's another angle to the Machlokas. And then, of course, the very end of Tosis, what exactly is Tosis talking about? That Hodas Bodin can work the Makom Edei Mesira together with Edei Chasima. What exactly is that about? I have to give you some, maybe more Mamukomus for getting to that also. But meanwhile, there's a lot of omek here, a lot of depth in the Tosis that we'll have to begin to look at. And in terms of the other Rishonim, I gave you the Ram, but look also at the Ramban, Sefer Aschus also, and the and later. Good day, everybody.
Are we gonna meet with Rabbi now, or?
Guys, you want to get